Hi everyone, good morning and welcome to another episode of my Sickle Cell Journey Edition. This is Lydia and I'm back again with a fresh episode of my Sickle Cell Journey for your listening pleasure. Today being the 28th of April 2020 is a bright morning over here. How are you and how are you coping in the face of this pandemic? I know the lockdown is not easy at all and it's having its toll on everybody, but just stay strong. Be positive and keep your mind occupied with things that will protect your mental health, because our mental health is really important in times like this. This is a phase and it will pass too. We have been through worse times and we scale through. That's why we are Nigerians, we are tough people. Even as things are not going as planned with COVID-19 disrupting our plans, we are still grateful to God for life and good health. In the midst of all of this, we haven't been counted in the numbers of people with the virus, and that's enough to be grateful for. So here's a song from me to you, to uplift your spirit this morning, and to thank God for watching over us in these hard times. Playing You Watching Over Me by Chike featuring Zoro. We'll dive right into today's topic after the song. Enjoy.
I just want to say thank you to you for watching along for me. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Papa, I just want to say thank you for watching all over. Hey, Papa, I just want to say thank you for watching all over. Oh, Papa, I just want to say thank you for watching all over. I just want to say thank you to you for watching all over me. I just want to say that I'm grateful for fighting on my battle. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Papa, I just want to say thank you for watching all over me. Papa, I just want to say thank you for watching all over me.
Welcome back. That was Chike with his mind-blowing song Watching Over Me featuring Zoro. I really like the song and I hope you did too. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of my Sickle Cell Journey, a podcast series I decided to kickstart to help people out there who are living with sickle cell disease, or people who have friends, spouses, colleagues, employers, employees, neighbors, business associates, or family members living with sickle cell anemia to get proper information about sickle cell anemia, and also to let as many people as I can reach know that people living with sickle cell can live a normal life. One of my listeners told me her cousin is SS and is 36 years old, and in her words, she is happily married with 2 kids. So I'm not spreading false hope or stories here. Hashtag sickle cell lives matter. Hashtag sicklers can live normal lives. Hashtag healthy and alive. I really want to thank everyone who listened to my first episode last week Tuesday. The love and support was massive. I never expected it. Like, you guys were awesome. Those who gave their feedbacks, oh my God, the feedbacks were mind-blowing. Some got me all emotional and in my feelings. And those who helped me share across different social media platforms, I don't take your support for granted at all, at all. From the time I released the first episode till yesterday, I got over 100 listens. That is a good one for a first time. And all this was possible because you listened and you shared. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Dalu, Nagode, Eshe. You know, in as much as I got a lot of positive feedback about starting this podcast, that gave me a reason to continue and made me believe I was doing something good and that I was on the right path. I also got negative feedbacks too that almost discouraged me to continue. But then I thought again, this isn't really about me. It's the impact I want to make that matters. Some said I gave out TMI, that's too much information, that things like this are meant to die with us. Others said letting the whole world know about my condition can drive away potential suitors. Now listen, I am a hopeless romantic. I love love. I want to fall crazily in love with somebody's son one day. I want to get married and have my own children. But in wanting all of this, I don't want a half-baked situationship. At some point, early on in any relationship I find myself, or later on, I still have to tell my partner about my medical condition. And if he can't take it early on, he still won't be able to accept it later on. So if starting a podcast about my medical condition that will help people get proper information will drive suitors away, then by all means, don't be all of us go marry last, abi? Because at the end of the day, I want someone to love me for me, in all of my entirety, for my courage and strength. Not everyone can do this, you know, but here I am, bearing all of my life to strangers. And if the love of my life won't appreciate me for this show of courage and encourage me, then I'm not interested in doing anything with that man. I don't want anybody to dampen my spirit. I also want to uplift my spirit all the days of my life. Medical condition or not, isn't that what all of us want? If my individuality can't make you want me, I don't want you either. A lot of my friends know I want to be in love, but I won't settle. As you are there thinking you are a speck, I am a speck raised to power too. And you can't think you are doing me a favor or anything of that sort by being with me. Some call it pride, I call it self-worth. I know my self-worth and nobody can tell me otherwise. Enough of my self-worth shenanigans. Let's get to work, people! That being said, let's dive into today's topic. A lot of people know there's something called sickle cell, but not a lot of people know about it in details and what it entails. When they hear sickle cell, it's synonymous to death. Because people don't like to talk about it, so people don't exactly know what it is. They just know it exists. Most people living with sickle cell anemia are ashamed to talk about it, so they lock it up in one part of their dark secret and throw the keys away. I know this because I considered it as a dark secret too at one point in my life, not anymore. Parents don't like to talk about it either to their friends. Everybody forming guardians of the galaxy of dark secrets. Even our doctors don't give us enough information. No, I mean they do give us information, but not enough, you get? It got to a point, I got bored of going for my regular checkup every month because it was the same thing every time. And I hate monotony. No new information, no updates, no new drugs. They just ask you if you have any complaints. When you say yes, they just tell you what you already know. Drink lots of water, take your drugs, eat well, cover yourself, blah, blah, blah. And if it's severe, they admit you and begin treatment. But when you say, no, I'm fine, then they say, okay, we'll see you in 4 weeks' time. And they book you for another appointment. A trip of 2 hours most times ended with 10 minutes consultation. So I always stabbed my appointment, which always made my mom furious. Please, oh warriors, don't stab your appointment. Oh, I was just a rebel. Your appointment with the doctor is very important. Please always, always attend. Notwithstanding, doctors, you do your best for us and we are very grateful. We don't take your effort for granted, not even a tiny bit of ungratitude from over here. Thank you for all you do. Yes, so most of the things I know today about sickle cell was from personal research, hence the lack of proper information. But I have good news. I am here to bridge that gap. So since this is a series about sickle cell, we will have to talk about the basics, anything and everything. Just like in secondary school, before a teacher teaches anything in government or biology, they have to define government or biology, the subject matter, so the student can understand any other thing that comes after that. So sit tight and allow me to tell you about sickle cell anemia so you will know what we are talking about in subsequent episodes. This is a disclaimer. I am not an expert of sickle cell, but at least I know enough to tell others. Who is a better storyteller than one who has a story, right? So I am fallible to say wrong things, and I beg your pardon in advance. I am human and I can make mistakes, but I'll try my best not to. So let's do this. Sickle cell anemia, also called sickle cell disease, in abbreviation SCD, is a group of genetic disorder that causes red blood cell to become misshapen and break down. It is the most common inherited blood disorder. That means it is passed down through families. You are born with sickle cell disease. It is not a disease you can contract like coronavirus. It is not something you catch or develop later in life, and it is not communicable. Your involvement with someone who has sickle cell anemia cannot give you sickle cell. The disease gets its name because when you have sickle cell disease, your red blood cells look like a sickle, that instrument used in harvesting rice, which is a C-shaped farm tool. The red blood cell contains a molecule called hemoglobin, which carries oxygen throughout the body. In a person without sickle cell, hemoglobin is smooth, round, and flexible. That allows red blood cells to pass easily through the bloodstream, which is not same for those living with sickle cell. If you have sickle cell disease, the hemoglobin shape is abnormal. It forms rods that clump together and causes red blood cells to become rigid and curved. And these odd-shaped cells block normal blood flow. It is dangerous if not given immediate medical attention and can cause extreme pain, anemia, and other health challenges in persons with SCD. As you will know, after definition, there are going to be types. So there are several different forms of sickle cell disease, and I'm here to tell you about it. We have this hemoglobin SS. This is usually the most severe type of this disorder and also the most common type of sickle cell disease. It occurs when one inherits copies of the hemoglobin S gene from both parents. As the most severe form of sickle cell disease, individuals with this form also experience the worst symptoms at a higher rate. The second one is hemoglobin SC. This is the second most common type of sickle cell disease and is usually mild. It occurs when you inherit the HBC gene from one parent and the HBS gene from the other. Individuals with this type have similar symptoms to individuals with HBSS. That's the first one I mentioned. However, the anemia is less severe. And then we have hemoglobin SB thalassemia. This type affects beta globin gene production. The size of the red blood cell is reduced because less beta protein is produced. If inherited with the HBS gene, you will have this type of sickle cell disease, and symptoms are not as severe also. There are other rare types of sickle cell disease. These are the hemoglobin SB0, hemoglobin SB beta 0 thalassemia. It also involves the beta globin gene. It has similar symptoms to HBSS anemia. That's the first one, and that's a very severe type. However, sometimes these ones are more severe because it is associated with a poorer prognosis. Then the fifth and the last one, hemoglobin SD, hemoglobin SE, and hemoglobin SO. These are three different kinds of sickle cell anemia, but they are grouped as one because this type of sickle cell disease are rarer and usually don't have severe symptoms. Now we are going to be talking about the signs and symptoms of sickle cell anemia. Signs and symptoms that one has sickle cell anemia. Symptoms of sickle cell anemia usually show up at a young age, but most times than not, Parents don't know this. Sometimes due to ignorance, other times due to negligence. They may appear in babies as early as 4 months old, but generally occur around the 6 month mark. While there are multiple types of sickle cell disease, they all have similar symptoms, which vary in severity. These include excessive fatigue, pain in the chest, back, arms, legs, joints, head, waist. The list is endless, but let's stop here. Frequent infections. People living with sickle cell disease, they are vulnerable to a lot of infections. So they can easily contract infections. So they have frequent infections from time to time. Then jaundice, which is yellowness of the eyes and skin. Swelling and pain in hands and feet. Bedwetting from associated kidney problems, but this is not very common. Fuzziness in babies, that is, most times babies who have sickle cell anemia are mostly anxious, having a tendency to fuss, cry, or be ill-tempered for no reason. So if you're a parent, if you're a young parent, and your child exhibits one or more of these symptoms I just mentioned, I will advise you take him or her for proper checkup and test in order to effect treatment and management as early as possible, because the earlier the better. And if you as an adult is experiencing one or more of these symptoms, I also encourage you to do a genotype test. So frequently asked questions when people hear about sickle cell anemia, they will ask, where can I get tested? You can get tested for sickle cell in any hospital or laboratory. I beg your pardon, please pardon me. Like I said, I am human and I can make mistakes. So you can walk into any hospital or laboratory and ask them for a genotype test, and it will be carried out. So we'll have to stop here for today, because sickle cell is a very wide topic and it cannot be covered in one, not even two episodes. But as time goes on, we'll keep getting better and better. Thank you for staying with me on today's episode. Please join me next week, Tuesday, as we discuss another interesting topic about sickle cell anemia. If you have any questions or you just want to talk to me, you can reach me on my email at ukwezelydia3@gmail.com. That's ukwezelydia3@gmail.com, and I will answer them in the next section. If you like what I'm doing, please help me share this with your friends and family and as many people as it can reach. See you next week. Bye bye. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great week. Love you all, and thanks for listening. Bye.